This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. Marines in Haiti say they'll start disarming rebel groups. Until now, the Marines limited their role to supporting Haiti's police, who had tried unsuccessfully to restore order following President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's departure 10 days ago. Most Haitians welcome the Marines' announcement, but doubt they'll be able to root out the illegal guns. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
After 9 days of stressing that the Marines would not perform police functions in Haiti, Marine Colonel Mark Gerganis told reporters yesterday their mission had changed. 7 people were killed when gunmen attacked thousands of peaceful marchers Sunday. Over 30 were wounded. Twice since then, Marine patrols have come under fire. Gerganis said his men would no longer maintain a defensive posture. He said new operations were about to begin, but offered no details.
We'll talk about things after things happen, okay? But trust me, there will be some proactive, there will be some reactive.
Haitians, many of whom have been complaining since Sunday's massacre that Marines did not do enough to prevent the killings, took Monday's news with skepticism, in part because Haiti is awash in guns. Many militant Aristide supporters say Aristide's government armed them to keep him in power. And though Haiti's army was abolished in 1995, most soldiers never turned in their weapons. Haiti's wealthy elite have stockpiled guns as well to protect their businesses. Truck driver Junior Jean-Baptiste, changing a tire by the side of a Port-au-Prince road, said he wished there were no guns at all in Haiti and welcomed the Marines' more aggressive role. But he says they shouldn't have announced the new plan to the world. The white people, they have to go in without warning, says Baptiste. You don't tell anybody, you just approach them like you did me, and you encircle them in their houses and catch them. If they know you're coming, they'll have time to hide their weapons. Haitian authorities go public today with radio messages urging Haitians to surrender any illegal firearms. Colonel Gerganis says he hopes citizens will not only hand over weapons, but lead them to others.
Because then, by doing that, what they're indicating is a partnership with the new government, that they want it to work.
A provisional government here named a new prime minister Monday in another step towards elections and political stability. But until the weapons issue is brought under control, officials acknowledge, public security and confidence will remain weak. On a dirt road alongside a small park in Port-au-Prince's Pétionville neighborhood, young men with wads of Haitian money offer goods for dollars. One money changer, 34-year-old Pierre Richard, says he remembers when Aristide returned 10 years ago and launched a similar disarmament campaign. It was done just a little bit, he says. Only a few people turned their weapons in. Others scoff at the idea of foreign soldiers wending their way through Port-au-Prince's endless dirt alleys and dead ends. At a nearby public well, a 43-year-old former pastor named Emile Jean-Louis rests while his blue plastic bucket slowly fills under a metal spigot. He too hopes the Marines will take illegal weapons away from civilians, but says the troops will likely get themselves lost and into trouble in hostile slums. He says guns in Haiti will never disappear. The people of goodwill might turn in their weapons, he says, but the ones who don't have goodwill, they'll always keep them. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.